The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the second and third chapters.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as his disciples walked along, they began to pick some heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He answered, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need? In the days of Abiathar, the high priest, he entered the house of God and ate the consecrated bread, which is lawful only for the priest to eat. And he also gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.' Another time he went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, 'Stand up in front of everyone.' Then Jesus asked them, 'Which is lawful on the Sabbath? To do good or to do evil? To save a life or to kill?' But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts and said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think all of us here this morning remember a rather contentious election 8 years ago when the term fake news came into vogue. Political parties and newsrooms were accused of applying their own spin to stories in order to destroy the reputations and the credibility of people running and holding office. It was a rather new phenomenon at the time. I think we've all pretty much become numb to it by now. But it really was not all that new. The expression, "it's so old, it's new again," certainly applies to this. You see, in our gospel reading for today, we have Pharisees, a very powerful and political party in the day of Jesus, who are trying to do this very same thing, spinning an activity that was taking place to suit their own ongoing efforts to destroy Jesus' reputation and his credibility. The issue at hand? The Sabbath day. Which one was it? Well, Mark doesn't really tell us which one it is, other than to say one Sabbath. This particular day, as an opportunity arose for the Pharisees to put together a makeshift plan of action. A chance for fake news was literally walking right in front of them. And if the spin was good enough, they may even be able to punish Jesus for breaking the law. Our text tells us that Jesus and the 12 were making their way through a grain field, which in itself was very common. And picking heads of grain while they walked was also a very common activity. In fact, God, through Moses, says that it is permissible to pick grain while passing through fields. However, you could not bring a basket and take some with you. So the disciples were hungry, and they were doing what was allowed. But remember, this was a Sabbath day, and there are different rules for this day, including harvesting. Anything that could be pulled from the stalk, rubbed between your hands, you know, like kernels of wheat, which the men were doing, is considered harvesting on the Sabbath. If caught in this particular law-breaking activity, a person was to offer a sacrifice at the temple if it was done in ignorance. If it was done on purpose, the punishment could include stoning to death. So you see why the Pharisees probably could not believe their luck on this Sabbath day. It was an opportunity to declare serious fault in Jesus. We can almost picture the scene here, can't we? Scowling Pharisees following Jesus and the 12 at a distance, and one of them clearly seeing a disciple grabbing some grain as a snack. In their eyes, they were reaping the harvest. They were harvesting on the Sabbath. How quickly the wheels started turning on how to spin this in their favor to harm Jesus. The plan was to apply their strict interpretation of their rules to the actions of the disciples. And by doing this, they could accuse Jesus of disregarding the law and allowing his disciples to break the rules. Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath? They cry. And as often happens with fake news, this effort by the Pharisees provides an opportunity for Jesus to respond. And what he does is he moves the conversation from this fake news to good news. Now, Mark uses the phrase making their way, and this particular choice of words has more to do than just a wheat field. Making their way describes what Jesus and the men were doing, as in calling attention to Jesus' overall purpose during his time here on earth. On this day and every day of his life, Jesus is making his way to the cross. So Jesus then turns the tables and overwhelms the Pharisees with truth. First is the truth about the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. It was a day to be set aside each week to rest, for physical rest and spiritual care. And Jesus uses David here as an example. David and his soldiers had entered the tabernacle, and he and his men ate the consecrated bread that was only lawful for the priests to do. David, in that action, had assumed authority over the law to feed his men. And now, the greater David, the Son of Man, has arrived and assumes authority over the law. But Jesus goes even further. He will atone for the consequences of that law for all of mankind. These gospel truths supersede any legal charges the Pharisees may have attempted to bring against Jesus and destroy his ministry. Now, as we read this text today, it's important to realize that this type of fake news about the Sabbath did not end that day in a grain field. Modern accusers will make similar pronouncements about the Sabbath day, like comparing service attendance to other Christians' attendance, as if attendance is a litmus test for one's faith. Even more common are those who spin the Sabbath to suit themselves. I don't really need to go to church or Bible study to hear those same old things again. That falls into the I don't have to go to church to be called a Christian camp. This group says that I can relax and worship God and all the wonderful outdoor activities that our beautiful island offers, just as well as anyone sitting in a pew in church. However, these attitudes fly in the face of God's commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. By forming the Sabbath day to one's personal agenda, the results become carelessness regarding all of God's commandments. These Sabbath day errors cost people the opportunity to receive encouragement from fellow Christians and to hear God's Holy Spirit-filled gospel. So then, for these reasons, let's do a quick review of what the Old Testament Sabbath means for us today. First truth is that Sabbath was created for us, a day for us to walk away from our labors, a day for us to gather here for spiritual restoration. The second truth is that when we keep the Sabbath by gathering here together, for the mutual encouragement, and we do it to hear the wonderful words that the body and blood of Jesus in the bread and wine has been given and shed for you. And third, there is no greater truth at all than to hear the words, "Your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. Now go in peace." How sad and how serious when we fail to use the opportunities to come together to celebrate what our loving Lord has done for us and to have our sins forgiven. But you know, when you don't want to do something, any excuse will do. Such is the nature of all excuses to not remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Thank God for Jesus, who on this day of our text made his way through a wheat field on his way to the cross, saving us from false pride and lame excuses regarding the Sabbath, along with all of our other sins. 2,000 years ago in a wheat field, Jesus destroys fake news with gospel truth. The truth is that his death and resurrection supersedes the law, so that we can gather here on this day of rest and feast on his good gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Amen.